Air Talk is heard on one frequency, 106.3 throughout the tri-state area. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk 106.3. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Norm was out on the casting call, who did Cheers turn to?
The police!
When Mike Tyson became the youngest heavyweight champion in history and no sparring partners could be found, who did the champ turn to?
The police!
Now, this world-renowned barfly slash pugilist has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul LaVoy!
You can lay me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free. I was born free.
And it is Speak Out Wednesday, March 10th. 2020, Paul LaVoy with you from the Radio Central Studios, also known as the Mothership. So if you hear me refer to the Mothership, you know what I'm referring to. One of my favorite guests is here, Nikki Nickel.
Oh, that just made my Wednesday.
Come on.
Look, I got the day of the week right this week.
That's right. That's see, you're not supposed to, like, throw yourself under the bus. You let me do that.
It's or somebody a callback.
Else. Actually, you had... Somebody texted you, right? You were talking about an event that was tonight, right?
It was actually tomorrow. On a Friday.
Yeah.
And I said that tomorrow was Friday.
Yeah. Oh, right, so. Right. And somebody texted you, and then you threw yourself under the bus again.
I did.
That's funny.
I did.
That's funny. Just think if the French Revolution ran that smoothly, right?
Yeah. It's accountability, right? Yeah. I'll call myself out.
Exactly. That's Nikki Nickel. She is the Vice President of Investor Relations for the Lake Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce. We will have a representative on the show, in a half hour or so from SunPower by Esme Electric. It's our Chamber SunPower Day.
Yeah.
It's you guys are the regulars. And as far as regulars go, you know, hey, all the regulars out there, Nikki's one of my favorites. So there you have it. I do like that Real Estate Power Hour, too. That's a new thing on Speak Out. I don't know if you've heard of this, but Chad Hansen and Bobby from Bobby Lewis from the Coldwell Banker Realty, they team up. And one has the seller side, one has the mortgage originator side. And, looking at market trends in that.
Well,
and
it's timely
that's
right
next,
now, yeah.
I thought it was today, but it's next Wednesday. So, it's really, really good segment. We're getting a lot of feedback on it. Anyway, a couple of housekeeping items before I get to the basketball schedule. You're not going to believe this, Nikki, but if you are into college basketball, which I don't think you are, but Kevin might be.
Yeah.
Right? 9 games between Friday and Sunday. 9 college basketball games on KNTR Sports. I'll talk about that in a second. Not all of those games, but tonight's lineup. We continued our sponsorship with the Boys and Girls Clubs of the Colorado River. They have a gymnasium. And to raise money, they have banners in the gymnasium. Like they have a Walmart scoreboard and they have, different banners around from community partners. And we got a letter from the Boys and Girls Clubs of the Colorado River from CEO and President Autumn Boyle Robinson. And it says, thank you for your gift to the, I'm not going to say how much the sponsorship is because businesses will have to inquire to find out. How's that for a strategy, right?
There you go.
So thank you for your gift to the Boys and Girls of the Colorado River, Boys and Girls Clubs of the Colorado River. We are committed to enabling all young people, especially those who need us most, to realize their full potential as productive, caring, responsible citizens. And I should still know that by heart because that's the mission of the Boys and Girls Clubs. That is accomplished because people like you have kindly supported the mission. We appreciate your generosity and hope that you take great pride in investing in great futures. And it's signed by CEO and President Autumn Boyle Robinson. And a really cool sticker went with it. I'm not sure what to do with it yet, but it's got this proud to sponsor.
Oh,
like
that is a nice sticker.
Kids' handwriting, and then the, we call those the knuckles, the Boys and Girls Club mm-hmm. logo. That's the knuckles. Right, so Boys and Girls Clubs of the Colorado River. All right, tonight on KNTR Sports, this is going to be hot. Big Ten Tournament Final. Big Ten is right now considered to be one of the top conferences in college basketball. Northwestern and Minnesota fight it out tonight for an automatic bid to the NCAA tournament. That's at 4:15 p.m. Arizona time, and we'll have that game live on KNTR Sports, 980 a.m., 94.3 FM Lake Havasu City in Kingman and 100.5 in Bullhead City. And then 7 o'clock, we'll join the game in progress. We'll have Coyotes hockey, the Arizona Coyotes at Colorado tonight. So that's 7 o'clock, but we call it join in progress. So there you have it. So, Nikki, we're talking about all kinds of stuff that are not chamber related before the show, off mic, if you will. Like tomorrow's competition, I'm super psyched because I got invited.
Yes, so I only have a second to talk about that because it's not chamber related, and we have a lot of actually really cool chamber news.
Awesome.
And updates. But as you know, we like to give back as much as we ask. So I do sit on the hospitality board, and the Hospitality Association is putting on the Top Chef competition tomorrow night. I want to preface this and end it with it sold out. We are not taking anybody at the door. It's been sold out for quite some time. And we are looking to, we're still kind of working it out to maybe have a Zoom option or a Facebook Live for people that aren't able to participate. But we are at max capacity at this point for the event. It's at the Lake Havasu Golf Club. And it's really fun. It's a competition between local chefs that's held annually. They get a big trophy at the end, and it's a lot of fun. Appetizers are served and all of that.
Oh, come on, man. You can't squeeze in one more table.
No.
And, How many times have you heard that in your life?
Well, you know what? My job tomorrow volunteering is to be that bulldog at the front door and unfortunately telling people that we don't have any more room. But we are excited and excited to showcase some local talent and some chefs.
Only you could pull off chipmunk and bulldog.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
So, from rabid chipmunk to kindly bulldog.
So give me the rundown on the chamber news that you have.
Yeah. So we've got a lot going on, and keeping with the times and staying relevant has been a huge goal. I know not just of the chamber, but many organizations, if not all organizations within the community. And I'm not sure if you had seen on page 3 of the newspaper, but we were the inaugural winner of the National Google Partner Award.
Ooh.
Yes. So that was the first time that award's ever been given by the Association of Chamber of Commerce executives, and which is an international organization. So for Lake Havasu, for rural Arizona, and our chamber to be recognized as the first winner of that award, we will be featured as the Google Partner of the Month, which will go out to all Google partners. And I've actually been asked to be a panelist for a Google seminar next
week.
So it's huge.
So is that award based on size of market? Are there different?
No.
Seriously,
it's the award is, and it's only one award per year, and this is the first ever.
Okay.
So we were put into the ring, I guess, as a Google partner. Google reached out and said, "Hey, this award's being considered. And can you fill out this thing, you know, what you've been doing?" And we report back to Google as a partner. So whenever I hold a Google class, whether it's how to become Googleable, which is my coined phrase, but it's making sure that our local businesses are searchable on Google Maps, which is free. And if you're a local business and you're not searchable, you really need to be and claim that listing. And it's so easy. And then for everybody that has claimed their listing, we do classes and provide resources on how to better market through Google, organic search. And to clarify, Google doesn't pay us, and we don't pay Google, and I don't sell Google ads. But we want to make sure that people have that web presence. And right now, especially during this pandemic, and prior, I hope it's opened everybody's eyes to having that online presence, because while we 100% support shop and give local, you need to have that presence for people that can find our local, our resources, businesses, shops, and all of that. So we help with that, and we've actually been able to help over 600 individuals and businesses in town with
Google. You want to help 601?
With Google training.
I'm tired of the phone calls. Man, I get so many phone calls about our Google listing.
A little disclaimer. There are a lot of scams out there, and I'm sure BBB can go on this as well.
Sure.
Google should not be paying you. Google should not be calling you to update your listing. They don't do that. So that is either side marketing or ad service. Your listing is 100% free, and you have access to it through your own login.
Good to know.
So nobody else should be messing with your hours, your listing, anything like that. So those calls, don't give them access to your listing. So what we've done is really help.
I press 2 to unsubscribe.
So it's like Yelp and any of those. But now that Google has acquired YouTube, we're providing new training on how to kind of cross-integrate your YouTube channels. And for the things that I don't teach yet, I'm learning to teach them, but we have a great Google corporate trainer called Dave Delaney that I share his information on our Facebook members only page to anybody that wants to tune into his Google trainings and all of that. So through all of our efforts, especially over the last 4 years as a Google partner, that's why we were recognized for our intense efforts to help our local business community.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And it doesn't hurt when Havasu's in the top 3 for tourism destinations, too.
Exactly.
Right? We're finally starting to get on the map for something.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So that is, if I could shout it from the rooftops, which I guess I am right now, but.
Kind of. From a mountaintop.
Yeah. It is very exciting and, just kind of, it's inspiring that we were able to do that in rural Arizona over any market like Chicago or these other places.
Yeah, that's
for our
amazing.
Efforts.
That is really amazing. So what else is going on?
So we have some exciting things coming up that I want to let our members know, or if you are interested in getting involved with the Havasu Chamber, give us a call, 928-855-4115. That's our phone number. We have people at the chamber right now while I'm here at Speak Out. We're happy to answer any questions you might have at the chamber. I love to do Zoom personal visits, phone calls to answer any questions. But what we're doing right now is kind of doing some fun new projects on our website that's cross-linked with it in our YouTube. For any of our members, you probably saw an email that came out that said, tell us your why. Send us a quick little video. Well, over the last few weeks, anybody that responded back to that, I've been taking my tripod and my phone and recording some really heartwarming, impactful testimonials and stories from people that have volunteered at the chamber. They've sat on the board. They appreciate the governmental affairs. Anywhere from just some of the things that people said were just phenomenal. So we've actually started breaking those up. I learned how to use Adobe Premiere Pro.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now you're playing with the big boys.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
I know that program well.
You know what? Now I do. Yeah. It took a lot of long nights of just messing with it. But
I like it better than Final Cut, too.
Yeah.
So anyway, go ahead.
But for those that aren't familiar with that product, it is a video editing software. So we were able to take these testimonials and create a very inspiring and impactful video. Because, you know, if you know me, I can shout, like I say all the time, shout from the rooftops. I talk like a rabid chipmunk. I talk chamber 24/7.
Right.
And I will tell you all the great things that we have going on. But how much more impactful is it to hear from our local businesses, from your peers?
Testimonials speak volumes.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so
sure.
We're going to be rolling out these videos and creating a portion on our website called Discover. So rather than reading an about section or kind of our legislative agenda, which are all very important pieces, you can hear from our members about what that means to them and how that's benefited them and maybe where you would fit to best benefit from the chamber itself. So we're doing that, and then coming around the corner from that will be a podcast series that we'll be incorporating on our site as well. So keep an eye out, chamber members, for an email from us to the launch for that section, and then you're going to want to check back in because it will be ever always updating. We will put it on our social media as well.
Right.
And we'll be putting it in that chamber member only group. So lots of fun stuff.
Yeah, speaking of fun stuff, and we're going to go to break right now. Mm-hmm. I want to mention the phone number, 854-KNTR, 854-5687, if you want to talk to Nikki Nickel, the Vice President of Investor Relations for the Lake Havasu Area Chamber. And just a reminder, it's that time of year again, this Sunday. There's a time change. It doesn't affect Arizona, but it affects our
program.
That's
why I'm like, wait, what's this Sunday? It's not Easter yet.
No. Easter's day after my birthday this year. Anyway, the time change this Sunday, so Nevada, California, and Arizona will be on the same time for the, you know, that however many months of the year it is. And Speak Out 2.0 on Monday will go back to 10 o'clock. We at Speak Out 1.0, or the original Speak Out, will not change time this year. We're not going back to it. We're staying at 11 o'clock all year round. So that's how that works. But you're Brian Kilmeade at 6 a.m. You're going to have Dennis Prager at 9. You'll have Hannity at noon and Mark Levin at 3 p.m. So time change starting on Monday with the talk programming. Sunday is the official day for, you know, when those states turn their clocks forward, right? Spring forward, fall back.
Yeah.
I've lived in Nevada, so I know. All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us. Remember, SunPower by Ismay Electric will be on shortly following the bottom of the hour break. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Little Gary Clark Jr. for you.
You gotta know my name. You gotta know darling, your mercy fails. Little red carpet, you need a love that's gonna lay.
Little Mike Zito, the blues version of Little Red Corvette. Love, love, love. How do you do that with the hand? You know, love,
little
love, love.
Heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love that song. All right. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. GDK's CPA LLC. Horizon Community Bank, Springburg McAndrew Financial Services, Patio Paradise, and by Connected Computer and Technology. And don't forget our archives, always and streaming at KNTRTalk.com. And I promised Sam Scarmardo I'd get this on for him, so I'm going to talk about this a little bit more as it gets closer. Thursday through Sunday, March 18th to the 21st, at the La Paz County Park. This is in Parker. Pretty cool. LaPazCountyParks.com is the website. And it's called the Parker, Arizona Military Vehicle Campout and Swap Meet. It's pretty cool. There's a schedule of events all the way from Thursday through Sunday. And there's nearby attractions, of course, like the Desert Bar and that people will be going to, and their Jeeps and military off-road vehicles and that sort of thing. But if you really want to get the inside scoop on it, give Sam a call. Of course, he's at the store or at samsguns.com. Or, let's see, event info. I had an email here. It's Mike Colgan, C-O-L-G-A-N, Colgan7@cox.net. So you can get more info on that as well as the flyer for this. They call it the MV Campout and Swap Meet. And I love it. They're using the stencil font.
Yeah.
Right? Just like military.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that font. All right, we're back with Nikki Nickel. She's the Vice President of Investor Relations for the Lake Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce. That just like rolls off the tongue, you know?
When you say it.
I can see why you're a rabid chipmunk. Because it kind of spreads when you're here.
It does, yeah.
You're spreading
my energy is infectious.
You're spreading your
like rabies.
Your rabidness. Right. Tell me about this chamber directory.
Yeah, so we are gearing up for our annual printed directory. Our annual printed directory lists all of our current chamber members. It gets printed, like I said, annually once a year, and gets released. It goes out on newsstands and magazine racks throughout the community. It gets used in relocation packets for people that are looking to move out here. Realtors use it, as well as the hospital and other organizations for recruiting. So it's a great tool to get your business out there. Mm-hmm. And the deadline to get in that directory, if you are a current chamber member, you're in. You're golden. But I do have
golden. I love that.
I do have a task for everybody, though. If you are a current chamber member, check your listing. So you can go to havasuchamber.com, look at your listing.
Oh, I got you.
Oh, I just kind of rolled through havasuchamber.com.
That's it.
There we go. And check your listing. You can also definitely email myself or Kathy or anybody at the office. And I'm sure you get emails from all of us, especially Kathy, if you're a chamber member. And make sure that that information that we have is correct, because once it goes to print,
It
goes to print, and it's like that for a year. So we'll be sending out an email reminder for everybody, as well as directory advertising. But make sure that your main contact, your phone number, your address, if you've moved recently, that is updated in our system when we go to print. And then if you're interested in being in that directory, all you have to do is be a chamber member. So give us a call, and we'll get you set up. You would need to join or renew your membership if you are at that time of the year by, let's see, next month.
Okay.
It's early next or mid next month is when we send all of our information over to the publisher.
Let's just say tax day. How's
there
that?
We go, by tax day.
Yeah, do it by tax day. Perfect.
Yeah, so if you're interested in joining the chamber, you can do so online at havasuchamber.com or give us a call, 928-855-4115, and we'll get you set up.
I was going to say, having worked in the print business, there's always that one after the deadline, right?
Oh.
I didn't see the proof. Well, it was online all year.
Yeah.
Number one. So just get online, check your chamber profile online, your business listing. And if it looks good, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
If there's a problem, you have a new phone number, you have a new cell contact, you have new people, new emails, new this, new that, then call Nikki.
Absolutely.
855-4115. There you go.
Oh, that was close.
It's not?
No, that was right.
Oh, I didn't want to do it just like you.
I can't impersonate
you.
Not the Office Space version?
No. That's a girl thing.
Yeah.
So, just a moment, right?
Just a moment.
Right. So, and then go ahead and, repeat what you were telling me earlier about the website in case people just joined us.
Absolutely. So we are working on some really exciting new pages to the website, or a page called Discover the Chamber, that will have member testimonial videos, some really very impactful testimonials from our members in easily digestible pieces. We sent that out to our members for anyone that wanted to participate, but don't worry if you watch it and you're like, man, that really resonated. I want to share my story.
Yeah.
We are continuously taking testimonials, and then we're actually starting a podcast coming up too that goes over all different facets of our local businesses, legislation. So it'll go, I mean,
wow.
Yeah, I don't want to say much until it's all done.
You do the podcast?
I don't.
Oh,
I don't.
Okay.
No, you get to hear from some of our other staff. That is actually being run by Lisa Kruger, our CEO.
Is she doing all the posting and editing too?
That's going to be done. Everything gets done in-house, as most people know. We are a nonprofit. We're not government funded.
Right.
And our budget is like all other nonprofits and businesses during this time, very minuscule. So we are doing everything in-house or at night. That's when I learned Adobe Premiere Pro on my laptop. And so
we should be using Audition for the podcast. right?
We have a podcast software, and it, like I said, it's going to be Kathy Tippett, Amanda Mahaffey, and Lisa Krueger that are working on the podcast portion, and they've got people lined up on that.
Are those going to be posted on the website as well?
Yes. Yeah.
Nicely done.
Yeah. So it'll be a rollout process. It's not just going to be kind of a information dump where we just have everything and then dump it there in one day, this will be something that'll be rolled out. So we do have our initial video, which is Your Chamber Why, and I've tested it on a few people. Everybody that contributed had a chance to watch it and review it, because the last thing we want is to send it out on social media, on our site, on our YouTube, and then have people go, that's not what I meant to say, or, you know, so everybody's really behind it, and we're looking forward to spreading that word in the community.
Just a little tip. I don't know if you've thought of this yet, but before you post, you could do an email blast to the members with the podcast as well.
Yeah.
Just embedded in the email.
Exactly. So definitely keep an eye out. All of our members get a weekly email from us. Those will be embedded within.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead and give out the info again. So, you know, I can't live without this for the rest of the month.
Exactly. You can always visit us online and check out that new Discover button once it launches at HavasuChamber.com.
Perfect.
Or give us a call, 928-855-4115.
All right. The inimitable? Yeah, that's it. Inimitable. You're not imitatable.
Oh.
So you're inimitable. Yes. Nikki Nickel, the Vice President of Investor Relations. Haven't used that word in a while, obviously. From the Lake Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce, I'm Paul Lavoie. I believe it's going to be Breck coming in next from SunPower by Esme Electric. So, Breck Alvord, if it's not, watch. I'll have to correct that, too. All right. Thanks,
Thank
Nikki.
Thank you so much for having me on.
You bet. We'll see you next month.
Okie dokie.
Back with more in a moment on Speak Out. I'm loving that guitar sound there, Breck.
Yeah.
Jeff Beck.
Yeah, and you got a little Rod Stewart singing. What is he, 18 on that that album?
I don't know. Rod Stewart in suspenders. I don't know. Just doesn't do it for me, man. Anyway, Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Community College, also Chagru's Family of Restaurants, the Better Business Bureau, SamsGuns.com, Big Sky Insurance, Herb's Herbs, and the Lewis team at Coldwell Banker Realty. With Bobby and Julie Lewis and Brian Vesley and Lori Rule, over 1,000 homes sold and counting. And that's something right now. Selling homes is kind of a big thing in Havasu right now, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of homes being sold out there, a lot of people coming into town, and a lot of people getting solar, Paul.
Right. And Breck would know. He's a sales consultant for SunPower by Esme Electric. And how hard is it to sell a home when it has solar already installed, though?
Well, listen, I've talked to a lot of realtors, and they say, listen, it's a desirable thing to have solar energy on your house. You walk up to two similar houses, and one's got solar and one doesn't. Hmm. Well, that means you've got your bills pretty much taken care of for electricity, for your energy bill.
And banking at that, right?
Yeah, you could. You could be in a positive situation if you're producing more power than you're using.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So you're the only locally owned and operated SunPower dealer in Lake Havasu City. What does that actually mean, though?
Well, that means that we're actually a master dealer, and being the only local SunPower dealer in town, that means we're the only one based in this town. So if any other companies come into town doing solar energy, that means they're based from someplace else. And, you know, it puts us in a position of you're using a local guy.
Yeah, buy local, like we say on the show every day.
Hey, 41 years this year, Paul.
Right. Mm-hmm. Good job. 41 years.
Yep.
And, that Customer Excellence Award, you came in kind of boom, 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 yeah, pumping your chest like Foghorn Leghorn, man. I said, boy, we won the Customer Excellence Award. What is that?
You know, it's one of the cool things that happens every year. They have a conference and they award dealers that have done some exceptional work. And we just happen to be the ones this year to win the Customer Excellence Award. And it's out of over 500 dealers nationwide.
Wow.
Yeah.
And no, that's big.
Yeah. And that means just we're doing a pretty...
Wait, are you the only one?
Yes.
It's not per size market or anything like that. No. You won the big cheese prize.
The residential customer excellence award.
Okay, residential. Okay.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Still.
That's a good thing.
You guys in the chamber. I mean, I don't mean to cut you off, but the chamber won a big award too.
Yeah.
A Google award
mm-hmm.
over companies in Chicago and New York.
Well, you know, there's one thing about small communities. They like to give good service, and many times I hear people going, wow, you guys really do good job of doing service out here. So it's more personal than it is in say, a metro area.
Do you know who else is on that list, by the way? What other communities around have SunPower, not by Esme Electric, obviously, but SunPower products?
In Mojave County?
No. You're pretty exclusive here.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Phoenix, you got Vegas, you got Palm Springs. I mean, there's a lot of people that have SunPower dealerships out there, a lot of metro areas.
I can see why you'd be pumping your chest.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah, and we're going against them all. Well, listen, we'll put up our systems against anybody in the nation.
Right.
Because we still are producing more power per system than anybody else in the nation.
Interesting. Interesting. And we're going to be talking about a lot of things like export mm-hmm. rate and tax credit and that sort of thing. So mm-hmm. if you have questions for Breck, he pretty much knows everything. And if he doesn't know, he'll look it up for you and get back to you later, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
854-KNTR, 928-854-5687 is the speak out line. And what's this truckload sale? You're kind of like throwing this in front of me, going, hey, talk about that.
Well, you know, I like to let people know that we have a lot of different panels that come in on sale from a month-to-month or quarter-to-quarter basis, Paul. And that means that you can get panels that might not that might be a little higher at any other time coming in on our truckload sale and be cheaper. That means better deal, better money, you know, lower cost for you to get solar up on your roof and start saving money with utilities.
And it seems like, especially with a change in administrations now, there might be a bigger push toward renewables and that sort of thing. And I would think that with the proliferation of those renewables, including wind and solar, that the panel, those prices may be coming down a little bit.
Yeah, there could be an uptick in different people that are coming in politician wise and what they want to do politically with solar mm-hmm. energy. But listen, the federal government has still stayed the course. We still have a 26% tax credit, and that was changed last year or at the end of last year. What they've done is it was supposed to go to 22, and now they kicked it back up to 26.
You know, with the way the political landscape's changing, too, it might just stay right there for a while. You never know.
And it could. It's locked in right now for two more years at 26. But that's, you know, if you're buying a system, Paul, and you've got a 26% tax credit, people that are doing purchases, they want to know about that.
Interesting. How many years can you take that credit?
Well, it'll roll over at least one more year.
Okay.
Because it's set to go for 2021 and 2022.
I mean, if me, Joe Consumer, were mm-hmm. to buy a system, then I take it for the following tax year.
Yeah. Well, it's the tax year that you put the system
Well, that's
up.
What I mean. The current tax year, I would take it next year.
Yeah, and when
that's
you do your taxes in 2022,
Right.
So you can roll that over if you don't have the amount that you need. You can say, look, I'll take the rest next year.
Oh, interesting.
So it's one of the best programs out there by the federal government.
Right, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Tell me the difference between you have a variety of panels that are included on this truckload sale.
Yeah.
What's the difference between, I mean, obviously 50 watts between 360 and 410. That's 50 watts.
Yeah.
But what's the difference there? What's the applications? Why would you use a bigger panel?
Well, the 360s, come in at the conventional size, and our 410s are coming in a little bit taller. They're about 11 inches taller than the conventional size. So if we don't have any roof constraints or size constraints on a roof, we can go to the higher wattage 410s. And we've got those on sale, too. We've got the 360s and the 410s right now available. And listen, that's a lot of power going up on your roof.
And explain to people, that is DC power, and it's inverted later converted later.
Well, each one of these systems has a microinverter on the back. And one of the great things about SunPower, Paul, is the microinverter has the same warranty as the panels, 25 years.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so they're one component.
That is a pretty big mm-hmm. plus.
Yeah.
So it's the inverter's right there at the panel instead of on a pole.
That's correct. Well, instead of on the side of the house.
Or on the side of the house.
Yeah.
Right.
In many areas in Mojave Valley, yeah, it could be on a pole out there. They have a lot of pole mounts. But mostly in Havasu, instead of having an inverter on the side of your house, it's inverted on the roof and comes down in one pipe. So it travels pretty good.
So are people that are looking at installing solar, are they looking at another meter too?
Well, yeah, it depends on which utility company you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
MEC only has one meter.
Right.
Unisource, now we still have two meters. We have the renewable energy compliant meter, uh-huh. and that's like an odometer to your car. And then we have what's called the billing meter, and that measures the difference that you're putting, that your house doesn't use during the day. It counts that, and at night it uncounts it when you want to use it at night.
So you do installs in the MEC territory as well?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that something where SunPower has to contact the utility whenever they're doing an install?
Well, we do all that work for you. That's part of the permitting process,
nice.
Paul. And so we work pretty well with MEC also.
Mm-hmm.
And both Unisource, MEC are very, very good companies to work with.
What's this new lease at lower pricing?
Hey, listen, this is one of the coolest things that's come out in probably 6 months. We've got new lower pricing on our lease. So for people that might not have a big tax load or paying a lot in income taxes, they say, well, look, I want to get solar. How do I do it? You've got the lease as an option, and it's a 25-year lease now, so that drives the price even lower because they're looking to a monthly amount, Paul.
So what is a recourse comparison proxy for the export rate? What is that? That's a lot of big words.
Yeah,
there.
And you know what? And that's this Unisource's way of calling it an exchange rate or an export rate. And that means when you put power to the house, any excess power that goes on the grid, it comes off, and they come off. It comes off at a different rate, and you get paid for that. It gets billed onto
the export
your account.
Rate, right.
Yeah. So it gets billed onto your bill every month.
So what is that up to or down to now, that export
rate? It's 10.35 cents. And that's another thing I want to hit on. It was supposed to go to 9 cents a watt last in September.
So 0.01035 basically is the multiplier.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Let's take a phone call. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
I have a standalone system out here where I live. Pretty much everyone that lives out here does. I was just concerned about roof mounts for the panels. Would the roof should an installation be done on a brand new roof, or would the installation extend the life of the roof? Do you have any recommendations in that area? I'll listen off the air.
Hey Kenny, real quick, you're talking about Yucca, right?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify that. Thanks, Kenny.
Yeah, Kenny, hey, thanks for the question. And that's always a concern because you've got to put these panels, if you're doing roof mount grid tied system or roof mount standalone, that means it's got to be mounted to the roof. So if it's shingles, we use a certain type of mounting hardware, and it goes onto the shingles. It's bolted into your engineered trusses, and then it's sealed on both sides with the hardware that we use. And, of course, we give a warranty on that roof as well. If you've got a brand-new roof, we have hardware that does not impede the roofing warranty. So it's a good thing that you have the proper you know, licensed, bonded, insured contractors do it. And listen, Paul, and, you know, Esme's been doing this kind of stuff for a while. We've been in business for 40 years,
right.
And we've been doing solar since 2009. So we've done a few. And I'll tell you this, if your roof is leaking now, well, you might want to get it fixed before we get solar, because we're going to make it so it doesn't leak on our stuff.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. We've talked about this in the past, Breck, and something that I would really like if I had a system is the app, how you can keep track of what you're actually generating in electricity.
Yeah, and that's the one thing about SunPower. It's all inclusive. The app that you want to do is it's called a monitoring app, and you can do it on your computer at home, or you can do it on your phone. A phone app reads a little bit differently, but it'll tell you what your system is producing that hour, that day, that week, that year.
That is so cool.
Yeah, and you know a lot of people like to know what it's doing. And at these vendor shows, Paul, I have people take their phones. Hey, look, I'm producing 50K right now, and that's a big number for the day.
Right.
And so people are using it. You see that.
That's cool. Well, tell people how they can get a hold of you.
Well, they can get a hold of me personally at my cell, 928-486-7826. So my name is Breck Alvord, and I didn't say hello to all you listeners, but always love to hear from you guys, people out there. And then you can call our office, 928-855-7375. That's our office number. And if you have any questions, we'll be happy to work through it. And the process is like this, Paul. We find out how much power you're using at your house. We take a few photos of the house. We find out what your specific needs are, and we meet those needs.
Cool. How long is that first meeting usually with a potential customer?
With me, it's usually 5 or 10 minutes. But if
somebody, that's it?
Yeah,
it,
because all you're there to do is just to, you know, introduce yourself and take a look at their utility bill and kind of do a warm-up conversation, so to speak, and then take a few photos of the house. Now, to get into a presentation comes after that.
Yes.
When you've got numbers to show them and you can tell them about your product and tell them what the benefits are.
You're looking at what, investing half hour, an hour of your time?
And that's correct.
To find out if you're going to save a boatload of money?
Yeah. And listen, when you look at saving, a lot of it has to do with how friendly your roof is to solar. If you can get them all going south, you're going to get a lot of power.
That was a heck of a circle back, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't know if you get the joke.
Yeah,
but
I did.
There you go. Perfect. All right. His name is Breck Alvord. He is the sales consultant for SunPower by Esme Electric. Again, it's 855-7375, and the personal cell, 486-7826. And you service all of Mojave County, right?
Yeah, we do.
Oh yeah, I was looking at that. Sorry folks, I'm referencing this SunPower. It's called the Sun Vault and Hub.
Yeah,
and he just pointed to it on my notes. And what is that?
You know, this is a new thing that SunPower's come out with, and everybody wants to talk about storage these days. We have just a moment of time?
Yeah, absolutely.
And
we have a minute.
So SunPower has put together a system that has the SunPower name on it, Paul, so it's not somebody else that you have to call for backup.
Smart.
If you want battery backup, and this gentleman who called, he said he's got a standalone system, so he's going to need battery backup. If you have any issues, it's the same company, same phone call. So we have a hub that it monitors it. You can program it to do what you want it to do at your house, and then it has storage. And so the hub is one box, and the storage is another. And you can expand on the storage also.
Sure.
So it's a new great thing, and it's about $3,000 cheaper than what we were using.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it's coming in at a good number.
And that storage technology is improving all the time.
You know that it is.
Right, right.
Yeah.
That would be my question. If it's improving all the time, how do I get in on those improvements when they come? So be thinking about that.
Okay.
All right. His name is Breck Alvord. Again, sales consultant for SunPower by Esme Electric. And thank you so much for the sponsorship of Speak Out. We appreciate it. And thanks for coming in every month to explain this stuff to us.
No problem, Paul. Thanks for having me.
All right. Back with more in a moment. I'll have a final shout out or a final shot. Easter's coming up. I'll give you a good way to enjoy that Easter Sunday dinner. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out. I'm Paul LaVoy.
Free, so the wind that
All right, welcome back to Speak Out. Speaking of Easter, like we did before the break, Easter honey baked hams. You can order yours by April 1st by 1 p.m. and pick it up on Thursday. Last day to order is April 1st. Then pick up on Thursday, April 1st between 6:30 and 8 p.m. Arizona time in Bullhead City. If you have questions, this is run by the Colorado River Historical Society. It's a fundraiser. That's Susanna Van Slotten, 928-234-4807. All right, Speak Out 2.0 is next. I'm Paul Lavoie, living the dream in Lake Havasu City. You're going to find out more about TWN and that new internet coming to Bullhead next with Larry Tuniforce.